Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane joins us. Jaden, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo.
Now, ding dong, poor old Denise. She had a tumble, did a shoulder in pretty badly. How is she getting on?
Well, she's doing all right, I think it must be said. So as you touched on there, quick recap for anybody who wasn't aware of the full story. 3 weeks ago, she was up in Queensland about 3:30 a.m. in the morning filming the new Channel 7 mini golf show, Holy Moly, hooked up to electrodes and get shocked each time she missed a putt on the particular putt-putt course, and unfortunately took a bit of a tumble on the green and fractured her shoulder in three places. Now, fast forward to yesterday, she was on the Studio 10 program and she said she still has her arm in a sling and definitely sort of has a long road ahead. She's off to the doctor in 4 weeks' time and then, as you would expect, expected to start a course of rehab. Interestingly, though, yesterday she said that she wasn't playing up to the cameras as what had been previously reported. She said she was just there doing what was required of her, and she made the point that she thought that the segment shouldn't really have been happening. It is understood, it must be said, that the workplace health and safety mob up there in Queensland are investigating. They've been involved since the beginning, as per usual practice. So there could be more to come on that front. And you would probably presume as well, given rehab and the time she's off from work and everything, she may also be pursuing compensation. Maybe not. You'd think so, but that could also take another course depending on the outcome of that investigation by our WorkSafe.
I tell you very quickly, nothing to do with entertainment, but it's interesting with that business of electric shock when you do something wrong. There was a very famous study done about why, you know, an ordinary average person involved in war could become, you know, in charge of a concentration camp and do horrid things. And a lot of it is that they're just told to do so. And you should check out this thing where a guy gets told that he has to give an electric shock to somebody when they get it wrong. It's all set up, but he doesn't know. Anyway, the guy just keeps telling him calmly, do it, do it, do it. And in the end, it worked out that most of the people who did it, they would have killed most of the patients if it had been in real life, but they were doing what they were told, which is fascinating. Anyway, I digress. Now, countdown's on to the start of Craig McLaughlin's assault trial.
Yes, that's right. Monday morning, that trial gets underway in the Magistrates Court here in Melbourne. Almost 3 years since the allegations first came to light in a big expose that was on the ABC. That particular expose is now the subject of a defamation case, but that went to air before criminal charges were laid. Some of them have been dropped. There's still 12 remaining, 7 of indecent assault and 6 of common assault. So Monday, that trial will get underway. Craig will give evidence via video link from Sydney following what's been a clearly sort of trying and undoubtedly stressful time, not just for him, but also for his accusers and for all of the witnesses and everybody else who's involved in that case. So hopefully there's a conclusion that comes soon in that particular case and then people can move on with their lives accordingly.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to show my ignorance of some aspects of the world of entertainment here, but Cosentino scoring a special gig in Asia. As Pauline would say, please explain.
Okay, well, Cosentino, of course, most people will know him from Australia's Got Talent many years ago, Star Illusionist, International Illusionist of the Year. He very, very big in Asia. They absolutely love him over there. He's actually appeared on Asia's Got Talent too. And he is now got, as you said there, got a new gig with the entertainment channel over there in Asia, AXN. They've partnered with, and this is an absolute mouthful, it's the Republic of Indonesia's Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. And they've put together this lineup of more than 20 or so artists that are going to perform from 7 different locations all around the world in a big tribute performance to all the frontline workers all around the world, so not just in Asia but everywhere. And that'll be streaming on their Facebook and their YouTube channel on the 28th of November. So he's a really big deal here in Australia, big deal over there in Asia, and a big deal for him to get this gig alongside a whole lot of other people, including Michael Bolton and Mel C and a whole lot of others that will be announced over the coming weeks.
Fair enough. He must be a good magician. He made himself disappear from my memory, that's for sure. Anyway.
Oh, you're too harsh. You're too harsh. That might come back to bite you one day.
Yeah, true. In fairness, it might have been when I was living OS too, so I might have missed it there. Anyway, hey, Jaden, as always, great to catch up and look forward to chatting next week.
Catch you then.
Good on you. Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane, looking at the world of entertainment.